As you saw, you should have seen the Marimekinus, and whereas we already dealt with the Etem Shaklavataria of the Gemara, but we're going to now zero in on the issues that the bigger issues that come out of each setting, and setting one has its issue. And then setting three has two issues. The second one being the Kfir Shibud Karkos issue, which, if we have time, we'll get started on that as well. So the first thing is you should have seen is the big kasha, and I just happened to have picked the Gidulei Truma, who happens to be a parish on the Sefer HaTrumos, who asked the kasha, but everyone asks the kasha, because as you recall, Rashi had said explicitly, unlike the Gaonim, as we saw last time, or two Shirim ago, unlike the Gaonim, Rashi's Shita was that Halach only applies to either Pikadon, or if we go with my Rebbe's Pshat, something that's Pikadon-like, in the sense that the only time you say Halach is when the Hodah is on an item that is the Toveas. And it's just a question of the Toveya having access to it and being available to the Toveya. But something that has to actually subsequently, or even with the Hodah, be paid, Rashi, unlike the Gaonim, right, says that that's not going to be Halach. What's the Diuk? The diuk, as you saw the Gedulei Truma, emphasize it, is right. It is lo hotzei sim vein shalcha b'kol makom shehem. I was not motzi the money that you gave me. Okay, vein shalcha b'kol makom shehem. What's the big problem? I didn't raise the problem yet. The big problem is that the Gemara that we just did last time had as a given and as a premise that a halva bishtar is halach, meaning a hodah on a halva bishtar is halach. For example, the case in question where the toveya is toveya 5, and the nitba, if he would be mode to 2, not to 3, to 2, and 2 being clear to all, that's katuv b'shtar, because slayim is minimal 2. So the nitba, when he's mode to something that's in the shtar. Okay, so why is that halach? I could have had other issues with why that's not a good hodah for a modah mixas, but clearly the Gemara is saying it's halach. Why is it halach? So Rashi says, what does Rashi say? Rashi says it's halach because v'chol mashmos hashtar halachu shaharek hakarkos mishubadim alkach. But since the karka is mishubad alkach, therefore the shtar is halach. So comes the Gidulei Truma. He says, I understand. So most you're gonna have to do is, because it's mishubad, so pay back with the karka, but the karka is yours. The karka is yours. It's not the karka's, not the toveas. So therefore, he says, even if you would give money, right, according to Rashi, that wouldn't make it a halach. So give your own money over. So here, so ultimately, you'll give your own karka over, or you think it's meshubad for payment. Like, what is that? Do according to Rashi, doesn't fit under lo hotzei sim v'hein shalcha v'chol makom shehem. That's what he asked. So I had you see the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, who also says like Rashi, but he adds, right? What were the word? What were the three words that he adds? Anyone medayik? He said his lashon was. I have it right here. Havi shi mishum dashtar havi shibud karkos lo mechsere guvaina. What does that mean? Lo mechsere guvaina. It's not shalcha b'chol makom shehem. It hasn't been paid up already. So what does he mean? Lo mechsere guvaina. So we're going to be dealing with this more next year as well. But what's clear on the most basic level, there's going to be different shittas and how to understand shibud karkos, but on the most basic level, shibud karkos is not the same thing as having a stam chiyuv gavra. And if you're a lovet, so you have a chiyuv to pay back. That's a chiyuv gavra to pay back from whatever goods that you have. But once there's a lien on the property, there's a shibud on the property. On the most minimal level, it might not be like if you remember from Kiddushin, Mashkon, you know, Kanala, you know, we have Mamish, you know, Shitas from Yitzchak, remember, by Baal Choyv Koine Mashkon. But there is a shibud, there is a lien, okay, and already somewhat of a grip, if you will, between the malveh and that karka. There's already a right connection to that karka. So therefore what he's suggesting, what he says and what I'm suggesting in Rashi is that the same thing as what the parrots is saying, that Rashi on Amud Aleph, right, he's just contrasting in a regular halva. And he says in a regular halva, or right, when you go ahead and you have money that was given to you and you were motzi it, so then basically the money is yours, is the loves that we're talking about, and therefore that can never be a case of halach, because the money has to be given over. And even if you give it over, you know, after the hodah, with the hodah, that's still going to be a hodah there, according to Rashi. Because the only time it's keman, what Rashi's saying is the only one it's keman de nukat lay, right? What's the lashon keman de nukat lay, not halva, that keman de nukat lay dummy, is when the hodah itself is, the payment. And that basically is mafkiyah from being a hodah, an additional activity. So to here, you could say, since the hodah is a hodah to what? To a loan of shibud karkos, so in the hodah itself is, as we had said in the Gaonim, there is already what? There is already payment mode. It's not that Rashi rejected the Gaonim's concept of payment mode. He just said, if you have money in your hand, as the Gaonim said, mizumanis, right? And we based it on a Ravid. The idea of the money being mizumanis to pay back, that doesn't already create payment mode. The fact that you're going to pay. The fact that you have the money there ready to pay. Right? That does not create payment mode according to Rashi. But if the Hodah itself basically defines it as, you know what, there is already payment mode going on because what? Because there's a shibud. So that basically is mafkiyah from, okay, being a judicial Hodah. It's now in the payment, track and not the Hodah track. It's why, I mean, it's heavy duty, like Lundis, you know, in terms of like, this is not Hodah? No, it's not Hodah. Because once it's payment, as we said, once it's payment mode, it's not Hodah. Okay. So that is Shitas Rashi. Okay. the Goanim could agree with this as well. Kavachaymer, the Goanim could agree with this. Okay. However, noticed the Rajba. I had you see the Rambam also. The Rajba and the Ran and the Muke Yosef. I had say the same thing. They understand the Rambam a certain way. If you read the Rambam carefully, you have noticed that the Rambam doesn't exactly say what the Rajba, how the Rajba understands the Rambam. And if you notice in the Nosei Kalim, I'm not sure if it was the Mishnah Melech, I'm not sure who it was exactly, it might have been the Mishnah Melech, basically says that he doesn't know how the Ran and the Muke Yosef understood this from the Rambam. In fact, this Rambam is the subject of a major Rav Chaim, because if you notice, the Rambam says two things, and the Rajba focuses on one. We're not going to deal with the Rambam, because the Rambam is going to come out ultimately when we finish, you know, hopefully we'll get to it. That's part of the Shibud Kakos Sugya. So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam, first of all, the Rambam doesn't even use the word halach. Okay? Rambam says the following. Rambam says, what happens if you're moida, right, to a halva in a shtar? So he says, not exactly our case. He says, if you moida to halva in a shtar, so that's not, there's no shvu of moida to mix us there. So he says two things. He says, number one, because you were modeh on a davar she'ir shalichvor, because you were modeh to something which you couldn't be kaifer in the first place, because it's in a shtar. And then he says, sharei kola right alva mishubari. Then he has a second statement, sharei the alva is mishubad, kol alva is mishubad, okay, to karka, etc. So that, for some reason, that something to, you know, the big problem is, this is what Rav Chaim did, why is Rambam bringing up two different issues? What is the mishubad, the fact that the loan is mishubad, the karka, what does that have to do with the first point? In fact, the Rajba, as you saw, only brings up the first point. And he says, and tries to connect it up to this sugya, that's why I'm bringing it up now. Okay, again, whether this is the Rambam Shita, it's hard, very, very, very difficult to see. But what he says is, there's another pshat. You know why this is Halach? The Lashon of the Rajba, it's Kehalach. Why is it Kehalach? Why is the Hodah of Shtayim here Kehalach? Because he was moda on something that he couldn't be kaifer. What was he moda to? To two? The shtar itself said two. So that's not moda to mix us. So now, I could have said that's not moda to mix us based on, you know, its own yisoid. It's not a hodah, because you can't be kaifer. But it's interesting, he says that's kehelech. And so much so that the Gemara, right, is basically viewing it, this whole sugya was viewing it as identical to Halach in terms of the whole sugya of Halach, Legabe, of Chia, and Rav Sheshes. Well, you know, it's like between you and me, I could have been Mechalik, and I could have said that Rav Sheshes would agree. And, Rav Sheshes might, you know, I mean, Rav Chia might agree in this case. But you see, clearly the Gemara isn't learning that way, okay? So, number one is, why doesn't everyone agree to this? The Rashi is not learning this way, and you know the Gemara, Pashas, if he, Rav Chia ultimately has no issue with this, it's because the bottom line once again is Hodah is Hodah. Like, it doesn't make a difference. So you couldn't be Chofer. The bottom line is, right? You were Moda. Right? There was a Hodah here. Once you're moda in Bezdin to a tviya, that's a hodah. You had to minimally be moda to that amount. Still a hodah to a tviya. Period. the yisai of what's, you know, and that seems to be what the Gemara, if you go with this Mahalach, that seems to be how they understand Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya's Shita is that it's irrelevant what else is going on. You could be doing payment, you could be, right? If you have a formal Hodah in Bezdin, that's a Hodah. What this is saying is, how is this halach like according to Rav Sheshes? Why is this basically the same thing as halach? What it's saying is that what's basically the same thing as halach is that any hodah, okay, that has, like, you know, as much relevance out of court as it has what in court is not a hodah. In other words, the for something, this is the aside, according to the sheet, we haven't had this idea yet. We're saying, what is the fundamental yisod of what makes halach not a moed b'miksas? What makes halach not a moed b'miksas is, as we've been saying all along, it's not a judicial hodah, but it's more than that. What makes it not a judicial hodah is that if this activity that you're doing has as much relevance outside of court as inside court, then it's not a judicial hodah. So what it basically means to say is, say in halach, right, you're paying, so that's as much relevance outside of court as inside of court. And so too here, when you're moda to a shtar that says shtayim, there's no relevance to that hodah in court. It's the idea of relevance. Is there a relevance to the hodah in court? Meaning something that this hodah has to be doing, right, in court. So when you're in a regular case of hodah, what are you doing? You're being mechayiv yourself with a hodah. You're being mechayiv yourself with a hodah. Here the pshat is, you're going in and practically there's a chiyuv now. Like when you say, oh, but that chiyuv by shtar, that chiyuv would be there anyway. And by payment, like once again, you're paying. So it's not doing anything in court. That's why I think you understand. That's the key nakuda here. The key nakuda here is that the hudah has to have relevance in court. And that's how you can make the comparison between classic halach and this idea of being kofar b'davar being modeh b'davar sheyachol lachbor in order for it to be hodah, and if not, it's halach. Once again, what does Rashi and others basically, what does Rashi hold? I don't know, two different things. Rashi's shita is, there's a hodah, you're making a hodah in court, that's a judicial hodah, period. When you have payment, so payment is mafkia, the hodah, because it's not, you know, it's not hodah, it's payment. That's how Rashi obviously understands it. Okay. Subtle. Then we move over to setting three. So to do the easier thing first, and we might have a little time for a little bit of a Kfira Shibas Karkos Hakdama. So the truth is this, we touched on this. If you got through all the Marma, I don't know if you got through all the Marma Komos, we had touched on this issue when we did the Sugya of Eda Messiah, if you remember. I had you do you got to the rush at the end? So I brought you back to that rush that we once discussed once. And we had even alluded to this, but here it becomes much more, now it becomes much more real. And that is, until setting three, so what was the fact that you have shtar messiah, a shtar being messiah, the nidva? The most it was some type of indication, if you remember, that like Tosos had held, you know, even though the Gemara didn't bring it up, Tosos had held that the fact that there's a Messiah Leishtara, that goes ahead and it, you know, takes away from the Eina the Meis Panav factor. There's a Shtar Messiah. But I'm just talking about Shtar as something of an indication. Now we're talking of a much more powerful, you know, indication. It's not merely an indication. The question is, what is it?
What?
Oh, well, we'll see. So, from Rashi, as Eitan said, was Madayag beautifully, from Rashi, you see that he basically makes the shift, Pashtus. And he says, what's his Lashon? His Lashon, Shtar Messiah. Ha'edim, Shaini Yacha, the Messiah Le Shtara. Ha'edim ha'chasumim ala shtar me'idin kidvarav. Pretty befairish. Okay? But the truth is, this is very mechudishtek. Okay? Because pashtus, what Messiah Leishtara means, is that there's a presumption, an assumption. But it's not part of the Eidus, because the bottom line is the Eidus was vague. The Eidus was the Eidus of Slayim, which could have meant three Slayim, could have meant four Slayim. Ah, if he wanted to say that, he would have wrote that's Chazaka. That's not necessarily Eidus. Okay, so where do you see this play out? So it's played out in the Ramban that I had, you see, regarding the following issue in this case. According to Rav Chia, right, who goes ahead and, according to everybody, but the truth is Rav Chia, for Rav Chia, here he's putter from a Shvua. Should be chayiv for a shvua, based on moiv mixes, but he's potter because Messiah Leishtara. So clearly that gets rid of the need for the shvua. That he has to take al moiv mixes. Okay, but what about a shvua's heses? So the Ramban brings up. So he says, no, you still need a shvua's heses because it's still chashd. So obviously, if you're of the opinion that you still need a what? A Shavuos Heseis, because a Shavuos Heseis is for any, the Lashon, any Chshash Koldahu, right? That's the whole Yisoid of a, you know, like there's no Shavuos in our Torah, because it's not the same Chshash as what? But you still have a Shavuos, because it's a Chshash Koldahu, ain't of them Toyim, Ella, right? You know, Ella and Kinyeshlo. So the bottom line is, there's still Chshash is here. You have chazakas and presumptions and things like that, but it's still chshadas. And he said, yeah, you have the shvuas hesays. He brings down the other day, yeah? So you could say it's a shvuas hesays issue and you have a fine tuned thing, but one thing is clear, that if you hold like Rashi, Rashi would agree with the shitos and say there's no need for shvuas hesays. How can there be a need for shvuas hesays? Because what Rashi is saying is that that presumptive quality that comes out of the fact that it says slayim, implying two as opposed to three, four, or five, that actually becomes incorporated into the shtar. Shtar becomes, right, a cheftza of edus, right? See, this could be something unique to shtar also, because shtar has this, you know, power of being a cheftza of edus. So this shtar is being made. So then, obviously, if it's like two edim, so there should be no need for a shvuas heses on the three that he's, you know, being kaifer, right? There's no, he has edim saying that he's not chayv that the other three. So obviously, he's not a shvuas heses. And the Ramban himself brings down those two days. Where do we see this Where have we seen this already? The same Shaila. So we saw it back in the sugya of Eda Messiah. Right, that's why I had you see the Rush. The Rush, if you remember, brought a whole bunch of Rayas, Keneged, the Mara Merutenberg. Tamer, I remember whether or not Aid, okay, could also do what? Not only be Mechayev Shvua, but also be Messiah to Pater from a Shvua. And one of the Rayas, this is the Raya that it could Pater from a Shvua. Sorry, the other way around. This is one of the Rayas for the Maharam of Rutenberg that an aid, could be Messiah, Eid Echad could be Messiah to Pater from a Shvua. What's the Raya that he brought? So from our sugya, he says, what do you see in our sugya? Our sugya has a shtar being Messiah to Pater from a Shvua. And the Lashon of the Rush was, to go back inside, the exact Lashon was, there shtar Messiah, when all it is a chazaka, and it's not Eidus Gemura, Keneged the what? Keneged the Shvua. But an Eid Echad, which is Eidus Gemura, right? If you remember, we said it, Eidus Gemura, Legabe, the issues that it's relevant to, namely Shvua, that was the lumpus of it. So then Kalvah Chaymer, it should what? It should pater from what? A Shvua. Eidus Gemura, as opposed to something just a presumptive Chazaka. Okay? But we said back then, alluding to this, and that's only if you assume, right, that Shtar Messiah is just a presumptive chazaka. But if what? If you assume that this chazaka actually becomes part and parcel of the Eidus of the Shtar, so then there's no Raya to Eid Echad Messiah. Because obviously, Shtei Eidim in a Shtar is Eidus Gemura of Shtei Eidim. You can't bring a Raya from Shtei Eidim to Eid Echad. If Shtei Eidim patas of a Shvua, that's not going to prove anything legabe Eid Echad and a Shvua. So that's just tying them both back, tying both sugyas together. That was the Shakla Vataya over there as well. So that's that. Okay, very good. So now we're gonna try to get started. I don't want to give too much away, but I want to give enough away so that we won't be on this, maximum we'll be on this 2 shiurim, not 3 shiurim. Dr. Stern saying, that means we'll be on it for 3 shiurim, not 4 shiurim. Okay, but anyway, whatever it is. Ooh, Lichtenstein's wedding it's in Rishis. Okay, so what's the are you gonna be I've been a glance. Where are you at? Are you?
I will not be there.
Okay, I'm probably gonna be there, but I'll be back. I'll be back. You're gonna be the whole time. Okay, so what?
You're going to the suit?
I'm going. I'll be back. I'll come back to this year. What? Okay. I mean, if it's a wedding, I'd probably be there.
You'll probably make a shower bottle.
Okay. Okay. Weiter. In a couple of months, everything's gonna be set. He's gonna be a full time. Everything's gonna be changed. Okay. Here we go. Seth probably went to Rav Shechter.
He was kind of torn.
What?
Seth was kind of torn. He didn't want you to be offended. He wanted to go to Polk.
Anyway. Weiter. Okay. So he owes us. He has to give Rav Shechter to give Shia on Monday night. Okay. Goes like this. Listen. You know, he has to understand and know, like, there are people that know Kol HaTorah Kula, and there are people that don't. You know, it's like, so all right. It goes like this. Let's set it up. They're gonna be we've shown him here, we're gonna be dealing with a bunch of cases. But for the most part, what I want you to focus on are only three cases. They're gonna be 4, 5, 6 shitas. How many we'll do, we'll see. But it's three cases. There's modi b'miktsas, which we all know about. But the modi b'miktsas that we're going to be talking about is modi b'miktsas, I'm being very careful what I'm calling it, misinai. Why don't I say min haTorah? Because I don't mean the shvuah of modi b'miktsas min haTorah. What I mean by misinai is the Torah, right? When the Torah was mechayev the shvu of modi miktsas, unencumbered and untouched by any takanos chachamim. Modi b'miktsas in its pure doraisa. That's what I mean by misinai. It's pure doraisa setting. Okay, that's what we're going to be analyzing. Okay, in terms of modi miktsas. Same thing in terms of case two is going to be Eidim b'miktsas. Once again, Eidim b'miktsas in its pure Sinai setting. What do you mean Sinai? It's learned out from Drushes. That is Sinai, right? Drushes. Okay? Learned out from a Ma'atzad. Again, pure Sinai. You'll see why that's going to become relevant very soon. As opposed to the following Gemara that I'm going to spell out right now. I'm going to give you the Gemaras to see, but hopefully you'll be able to just like rattle through these 12, 13 Mar Makomas after this intro and get to the real meat, which is the Rishonim, not the introductory Gemaras. Rav Yochanan has the following Memra in Shvuah Staf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. And before we even do that, we have to know what Shvuas HaPikadon is, right? We've this year mainly been talking about Shvuas HaDayonim, right? Shvuas HaDayonim are Shvuas Minamimimimimimimimimim Miksas, Shvuas Eirechad, Shvuas HaShom, those are the three Shvuas HaDayonim in HaTorah. Okay, Eidim Miksas also is part of that. That's Shvuas HaDayonim. Yeah, we should learn Shavuos one year. Okay? Then there's what's called Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos HaEdus. What's Shavuos HaPikadon? So many people confuse Shavuos HaPikadon with Shavuos HaShomrim. Totally. Shavuos HaPikadon doesn't even have to be on a Pikadon. Shavuos HaPikadon could be on Halva. Shavuos HaPikadon can be on a gzela. What is a Shavuos HaPikadon? Shavuos HaPikadon is where a toveya is toveya, the nitpa, and the nitpa denies what the toveya is being toveya. And he can deny it. And he'll win. So let's say Shavuos HaPikadon could be with a halva too. You have Ruvain coming in toveya Shimon for $100. And Shimon is Kaifer Akol. So he wins, right? Okay. But let's say he decides he wants to go ahead and do what? Take a Shvua anyway. To do what? Like, you know, I might win the case, but I want to clear my name. I want to prove, you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt that this guy is you know, get him out of here. So he goes and he takes a shvua. Now, by the way, if he didn't take a shvua and he lied, he's over the lav of what's called lo sechachshu. This is even if he didn't take a shvua. if he takes a shvua, then, okay, he is over another lav. It's called lotis shakru, right? Ish ba misa, right? The lotis shakru. Midvar sheker tirchak is might not even be, you know, the yisr. Lotis shakru is talking about this lav when not only is the nitba kofar, he takes a shvua to that effect. Then he'll be over lotis shakru, and when he's mode to this kfira and shvua sheker, so he brings what's called a karban shvua sapikadon, which is an asham. Okay, it's a karban asham. Besides the fact that he pays a chomesh, added on, and okay, this shvua sapikadon, okay, is again a shvua that generates, okay, if it's been, you know, admitted to, it's something that's mechayiv a korban. That's the key yisod. It's mechayiv the korban, the shvua sapikadon that the individual was kofered. Okay. Now, what happens if the shvua that the person took was on just some tangential issues to clear his name or whatever? So then the whole Gemara talks about that's not shvua sapikadon. Shvua sapikadon is where the shvua that's being taken is, he's denying a gzela, he's denying a pikadon, he's denying an aveda that he supposedly has, right? And he takes the shvua. So all those scenarios are where he's actually backing the core kvira, not some tangential issue. Has to be where he's basically making a kvira and he's supporting it. What would be if he takes a shvua on a kvira itself that ultimately is proven to be a ineffective kfira. For example, he went ahead and he was kaifer, and then he went ahead and he took a shvua, and then eidim were brought by the teveya. So there's a shitas rabba in the Gemara Lamed Zayin that basically says that it's not a shvua sapikadon at the end of the day, because the kfira itself was an ineffective kfira. It's a shvua on a kfira that has no teeth to it. That's what Rabbah comes Rav Yochanan and he's cholik, and he says, no, it depends. If the Toveya brings Adim, then there's still going to be a karban, a chiyuv for a karban for a shvua sapikadon. Ah, the shvua at the end of the day, was proven to be something that, you know, predicated on a kvira that has no teeth. They can't do anything. But still, the bottom line is, when he took the shvua, according to Rav Yochanan, there was a kvira. Ah, later on, ultimately, it was proven in a case. But when he took the shvua, he took the shvua on a kfira that had meaning. If, however, though, the Toveya then says, I got a shtar here, pal, then Rav Yochanan says, there's no karbon. So Gemara first wants to know why. What's the difference between shtar and eidim? So Gemara says, the difference is, right, I was telling all of my guys today, and they're like, Rebbe, you lost me. I'm done. Anyway, I said, okay, so we're going to go do the Gemara now. So if I release the Gemara, you have to, I'm doing it because this will enable you to zip through the Gemara. So comes Rav Yochanan, he says, no, Shtar is different. Why is Shtar different? So the Gemara initially says, why is Shtar different than Edom? Why is Shtar not going to generate a korban shvuas hapikadon? Subsequent star being brought, not going to generate a korban shvuas hapikadon or keep prevent there from being a korban shvuas hapikadon as opposed to Edom. So Gemara says no, because Edom might not come, they might die, but a star, you got a chefza of Edus, they're there for even when the Edom die. So he said, yeah, but the star can get destroyed, the star can get, you know, get lost. So Gemara says no. This is the difference. The difference is that a shtar, the shvua was on a kfira of a halva with shibud karkos, and a ein mevi'in korban al kfiras shibud karkos. Now this is much more complex. Why has this become much more complex than, let's say, what we've been dealing with? Because we've been dealing with the following. We know there's no shvua on karka, if it's a kfira on karka. So our Gemara extends that to not only no shvua on karka, but no shvua if there's a connection to karka, if it's a kfiras shibud karkos. Fine. This is taking even a step further. Why? Because here we're talking about a voluntary shvua in the first place. So, right? So the shvua that was made even when Edom came wasn't a shvua that had to be made. So you're bringing a korban l'chari because you took a full shvua on your kvira. Who cares about whether or not the shibud karkos or not? So what the site is that when the guy was kaifer to a regular loan, that there was Edom on that loan, so true, he wasn't mechuyev in a shvua. But ultimately, when he took a shvua for that kfira, it was a shvua that was a what? A meaningful shvua on a kfira of a loan. Because there's a concept of a shvua on a kvira of a loan when you're dealing with a loan, right? A loan baal peh. But when you have a loan that's proven to be a what? A loan that's bishtar, so that shvua that was made voluntarily was never touched up as a shvua on a kvira. Because the shvua on a kvira shiva karko is not a shvua on a kvira, so therefore it can't be mechayev a karban. Okay, that case, Rabbi Yochanan also gets, it becomes part of the whole issue, and the big problem is that shibud karkos applies is a shita machlokas ula and rabba whether shibuda da oraisa or shibuda derabanan, meaning if you hold shibuda raisa, you hold that minat Torah the shibud karkos even on what? Even on milva alpeh. The big problem is, okay, how do you ever have a shvuas modu b'miktsas and a shvuas edu b'miktsas if every halva is meshubad l'karka? And then how, once they give their pshat, they're going to then attach it to Rav Yochanan as well.